This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelkett. Western outrage grew, and the European Union threatened more sanctions against Belarus over its forced diversion of an airliner on Sunday. The plane was diverted to the capital of Minsk in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The dramatic gambit by authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko was denounced as state terrorism and piracy. Ryanair said Belarusian flight controllers told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane as it was crossing through the country's airspace. There, police arrested Roman Pratasevich, who played a key role in helping organize massive protests against Lukashenko. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry said authorities followed the law. EU leaders were particularly forceful in their condemnation of the arrest and the move against the plane, which was flying between two of the bloc's member nations and was being operated by an airline based in Ireland, also a member. The bloc summoned Belarus's ambassador, quote, to condemn the inadmissible step of the Belarusian authorities, and said in a statement the arrest was yet again another blatant attempt to silence all opposition voices in the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire. Seven more people have died as a result of the recent volcano eruption in eastern Congo. The death toll now stands at 22. The scientific director of the Volcanic Observatory of Goma told the Associated Press that those killed Monday died from inhaling toxic gas when they were walking across a wide expanse of the cooling lava near the eastern city of Goma. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA.